So looking at this deal that's looking to be made with the European Union, how would it actually go about benefiting Australia and Australian farmers?
Well, let me go back a step here, because no deal has been made. What has happened is that the European, or the Council of the European Union, has made a decision to empower the Commission to enter negotiations on an Australian-European Union free trade agreement. That has been in the making. The lead-up to this agreement has been in the making for quite some time, and now the threshold has been crossed to enter formal negotiations. So we are still at the beginning of a process that will, perhaps, if the negotiations are successful, lead to a free trade agreement between the European Union and Australia. But what exactly will be in that free trade agreement remains to be seen.
But certainly looking at the potential of this one, this has been called potentially Australia's biggest ever free trade deal, potentially the biggest free trade deal we would see.
Well, that is certainly true, because the European Union is the world's second largest economy, just behind China and ahead of the United States. So that gives you an idea of the scope of this. Obviously, going ahead, one of the major challenges will be that we're facing Brexit, and therefore a very important partner also from the Australian perspective doing something else. So it's going to be quite interesting how that's going to pan out, whether this will be, you know, if you will, end up to be a trilateral type deal, or whether there will be a very different deal, or anyone at all, with either the European Union or the United Kingdom. So there is an added layer of complexity arising from that issue, but it is certainly the biggest deal. And now, given that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which originally included the United States, but after the withdrawal by President Trump, is now a reduced agreement, it is the largest, and it would have to be the largest attempt at a trade deal between for Australia and between Australia and the European Union.
You mentioned a couple of the factors there. Also, these sort of negotiations, the negotiations have opened up, and as you mentioned there, it's taken a while for us to get to the point where negotiations should start. Is there any particular reason why they are starting now? Are those factors like Brexit, like what's going on with the United States and trade, playing any part in why we have started negotiations?
Well, given that the developments towards opening this stage of the relationship or of tightening the relationship in trade has been going on for quite some time, I think it would be overstating the notion of the Trump presidency in putting this now on a, if you will, on a faster track. I think what just has happened is over the past years and the tightening of the relationship, together with the worldwide trend, even, you know, in Australia and its relations with other countries, China, for example, only recently, the worldwide trend has been to conclude smaller scale bilateral, trilateral free trade agreement, which, by the way, is not necessarily a good thing, because it really makes many of these free trade agreements, it diminishes many of these free trade agreements, because it over-bureaucratizes trade, it doesn't achieve the actual goal. Many firms, many companies can't actually even make use of them, because the administrative burdens are just too high. But that's a different thing. So there has clearly been a trend around the globe in going small, if you will, small in the sense of bilateral, trilateral deals, rather than progressing freer trade and liberalized trade through the WTO, which is where it should be. And I think most of what we're seeing now is due to this. The Brexit part, of course, would be more a complication of matters than one that would actually speed it along, because of those, you know, very special relationships that Australia has with the United Kingdom, and the very special relationship that's now being sorted out that will replace European Union membership of the United Kingdom. So that wouldn't, I don't see how that would have sped along the Australian AU process, and I would still think it's probably going to lead to things moving not particularly quickly, not least because the resources is on the EU side and, of course, on the UK side as well, which is currently still in the European Union and hence still formally part of this decision to negotiate with Australia, will be largely taken up by Brexit and leave not too much space for other things going on the side.
I mean, that does sort of lead into my next question, the challenge that Brexit and our relationship with the UK actually does present in these talks, because we don't want to get the British offside, we don't want to get the UK offside, and we obviously want to keep them included in that, but it was their decision to leave the marketplace of the European Union and therefore have to renegotiate all the trade deals they would have with the countries that remain in the Union. If Australia is going to be engaging in these kind of talks, is there a risk of, we want to keep the British offside, but that's going to keep the deal that we end up with the EU considerably smaller?
Well, I wouldn't see that there's that type of a risk, or I wouldn't formulate that negatively, because yes, of course, since the European Union without the UK will be a significantly smaller European Union in terms of trade and volume and all of these things. In that sense, the deal with the European Union from an Australian perspective will also be smaller. And the question of what to do with the UK once they have indeed left the European Union then, of course, comes up on the agenda. However, it was not necessarily influenced by the deal that they do with the European Union. So I wouldn't see a relationship in terms of, oh, we have to be careful what we agree to with the European Union because the UK might view this in some unfavorable light or anything of that sort. I think once the UK has left the European Union, the free trade, any agreement reached by then or still in the negotiation by then will go ahead as per the European Union and Australia, and whatever happens with the United Kingdom will then take place separately and if you will, be a separate construction site.